Meet the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Denny Huff. Brought to you by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Now, let's meet the people. Welcome to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Denny Huff.
And I'm Chip Haley. And I'm looking for another great interview today.
I am too. We interviewed Jason here a few months ago from Mind's Eye Radio. And today we wanted to bring on a young lady that actually, I guess Megan is in charge of the audio description for Mind's Eye Radio. Mind's Eye Radio has really branched out and more than just reading the newspaper and magazines, and they are doing a lot, and audio description is a big part of that, and Megan Harms is the lady that we go to for the audio description of Mind's Eye. Hi, Megan.
Hi, Denny. Hi, Chip.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being on Meet the People of MCB. And first of all, you are fully sighted, correct?
Yes, I am fully sighted.
Okay. And I know you're not actually a member of MCB, but you interact with a lot of MCB people. And just kind of tell us your history with Mind's Eye Radio, how you got started with them and how long you've been there and all that good stuff.
Sure. So I'm the arts and culture director for Mind's Eye. First, I am a white woman in my early 40s with long gray hair. I have been with Mind's Eye. I started as a volunteer audio describer in about 2017. And then I was hired in 2019 to take over the audio description department. And then the pandemic came. So actually, this is a kind of a terrible thing to say, but the pandemic actually really worked in our favor for audio description, because it really gave me a little bit of time to figure it out and to kind of remold it in a way that made sense to me. So I kind of took over audio description and restructured and redid it. And we have a lot more partners now for audio description. So I've been with Mind's Eye starting in 2017 and then on staff since 2019.
Now, did you have, going back a little bit before you came to Mind's Eye, what is your education, college or anything?
Sure. Yeah, I have a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Arts Management, but then I worked at retail for about 15 years, kind of accidentally. You know how that goes. got out of college and was doing some other things, and I decided it was too much. I was actually doing a weekly commute from Evansville, Indiana, back to my house in Belleville every week, so I was coming home just on the weekends. And you know, I had worked in five locations during that time for one company. So I kind of just had enough. So I was looking for something else to do. And I actually became a transcription editor. And that's how I found audio description. I work for a company called 3Play Media as a transcription editor. And they put out a call saying, hey, does anyone have any training in audio description? And I said, I have no idea what that is. And ironically, just a few days later, I saw on Mind's Eye's Facebook page that they were offering training in audio description, something I had never heard of ever. And then, you know, two organizations asking about it within maybe a week or two. So that's when I took the training originally and became an audio describer for 3Play Media, where we do a lot of, it's all virtual. So we do a lot of like classroom stuff, a lot of, training videos for corporations, that sort of thing, and started volunteering with Mind's Eye. So my background is in the arts, which is very helpful as an audio describer.
Chip?
Yeah, Megan, tell us a little bit about your family. You got family there close by?
Sure.
Yeah.
My I I have my parents live relatively close to me in a big city called Darmstadt, Illinois. And I have a brother and his family with three kids. And I don't have any pets, but I do have a lot of plants. I like to talk about my poinsettias. I keep my poinsettias year round. Really? I have about 10 poinsettias right now, some of which are still blooming. Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's neat. Great.
Well,
go ahead. Go ahead, Denny.
No,
well, I'm just going to quickly ask. I know that Mind's Eye does the yearly soiree.
Yes.
And I know you had the distinct pleasure of having Denny at your table last Saturday.
I was
going to ask if he behaved himself or did he embarrass himself?
You know what? Denny was all the way across the table from me. So that was good. But as far as I know, he was behaving himself.
Yeah, she couldn't even reach over and kick me, you know.
So that's right.
It was too far away. But.
And there were too many dogs under the table. I don't think I could have. I wanted to.
Yeah, and we had you on conference call. Well, you were on the conference call here a couple of months ago with Dr. Joel Schneider,
yes.
The Adaptive Technology conference call that Chip is actually the president of that affiliate. And we mentioned at that time we'd love to have you on Meet the People. And then, as Chip said, we were at the Floree this past Friday night. And you were there, and that's when we got to have you on, Megan, and wanted to, you know, just find out more about Mind's Eye. And by the way, Mind's Eye reached their fundraising goal this past Friday night, didn't they?
Yeah, yes. Well, congratulations. Yeah, yes, Mind's Eye, yeah. Go. Yeah.
Yeah, I think 101% of their goal?
Yep, 100. We made over $111,000.
Wow, so, that's great. Yeah. That's great. I know some of those things were going a little more than my pockets were deep enough for.
Me too, Denny. Me too. I came home with nothing.
Yeah, that's the way I did too. So I came home with a full stomach, though. I mean, that beef tenderloin was great, man. It was really good. So they always have a good meal at the Floree, though. They really do.
Yeah.
So let's talk about audio description. What is Mind's Eye doing with that right now?
Sure. We have a lot of stuff going on right now. We are constantly trying to expand into as many different venues and locations as we possibly can. And not just theater. We're doing a lot of theater, but we also have two blues games coming up on this coming Monday, and the Monday after that we'll be at both of those blues games. And I wanted to remind everyone that audio description is free to the listener. So you will never have to go into a venue and pay an extra price other than your ticket price for wherever you're going. We charge the venue, not the patron, not the listener. So you'll never have to pay extra for something like that.
Let me just step in here real quick, Megan, on the blues game. Now, I have never been to a hockey game. I'd love to go. My granddaughter, one of my granddaughters is a huge blues hockey fan. Actually, she's going to college in Edwardsville, Illinois. Going to be a sports trainer, and she wants to specialize with the hockey. I mean, she's even taken French as an alternative course, you know, so she could speak their language with them. But who's going to be doing the audio description? Jason's a big fan, I guess. I don't know if he'll be doing anything like that, but you got to know something about hockey to be able to do the description. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. We have multiple describers. The person who normally does our hockey games, and we'll be doing both of these, is a man named Don. And he does, we actually team describe sports now. So we have two people, one of which does mostly play-by-play, and the other one kind of fills in anything that's missed and also adds all the extra things like what's happening on the Jumbotron or, you know, things that are happening around you. So we'll have Don.
Yeah, like a color man, I guess they call it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Except both of them are trained in audio description, and they're both, it's really focused on audio description, but with play-by-play. So we'll have, for both of those games, Monday and the next Monday, we'll have Don and Corey, and then we always send an ambassador to all of our events. So that will be a woman named Dawn. So we'll have Dawn and Dawn. And she's the person that hands out the devices, that answers questions, has any, you know, technical questions or anything like that. You pick up your headphones from her. And both of those games, we will be stationed originally at guest services. So if someone comes to Enterprise Center and they want to listen to audio description, they head to guest services and we will exchange your ID for a device and a headset.
So it doesn't matter where your tickets are in the arena there. You'll still be able to pick up the audio description.
Yeah, we do try to get as close as possible. There is Enterprise actually has an accessibility hotline that they suggest if you specifically are going to listen to audio description, that you call the accessibility hotline and purchase tickets that way.
Okay.
So we know that we'll be in, because Enterprise is a big place, and our equipment will not reach everywhere, particularly if there's a lot of concrete between you and me. Mm-hmm. So we try to get in the same spot. Now, if someone already has tickets, and especially if we know they're the only people that are there listening to audio description, Enterprise will actually move us closer to them. Mm. So if somebody comes to us and says, hey, here, we already have these tickets, this is where they are, then Enterprise is really good at saying, okay, let's move you around. So,
okay. Are you going to be doing this at Busch Stadium?
Yeah. Last year we did Busch Stadium. I like to describe, I am a huge Cardinals fan.
Yeah. Chip and I both are too. So
I would describe 162 games if I could, if they would let me, I would love to just travel with them. So we started describing at Busch Stadium last season for the first time ever. And unfortunately, our contact at Busch Stadium left during the off season. So we're hoping to be able to get back in there because that was really, really fun. It was really exciting to my favorite part. And I do not like this as a fan. I do not like the wave. I don't. If there's a wave going around the stadium, it's because the game is boring. However, it was really exciting as a describer to be able to tell people that the wave was coming and to see the crowd in front of me actually do the wave at the same time. No one had to say, okay, sit down. You know, the wave has already passed, you know. So that was really fun for me to be able to kind of direct people when the wave was coming, but also still be doing, telling them what's happening in the ballgame. So.
Right. Chip, do you have a question?
Yeah,
here?
Megan, talking about this, staying with this topic here. Now, so have you actually used the headset and listened to the audio description and everything? And so you've got a really great understanding of how the audio describer is working in conjunction with the announcers and how all that kind of gels together. And so then those that have actually been able to use those headsets, have you got a lot of feedback from those individuals?
Yes, but we always would love more feedback. I send out a survey after every single event, individual to every event. So if you go to a play on Thursday and a different play on Friday, I will send you two different feedback forms because I want to know very specifically what you like, what you don't like. And we try to discourage that. It was great. We're so glad you're here. We want very specific, too much description, too little description. It was staticky. It was this, it was that, which is why we always will ask for an email address because we want to make sure that you're in our system so we can get you those feedback forms. And that's actually part of the job of the ambassador when they go to these events, they wear the headsets and they listen, one, to make sure that technically everything is working, that it doesn't stop working, but also so they can give direct feedback to the describer saying, you know what, I couldn't really hear you very well. You weren't loud enough, or you were too loud, or you were talking over dialogue, or why didn't you describe this? Which is, it's really easy as the ambassador to say, well, I would have said this, you know, so it's easy to say that, but then our ambassadors are all also trained as audio describers. So it's really great to have a second person kind of have your back and say, you know what, that's probably not how I would have said that. And then also that ambassador, part of that ambassador's job is to go around at intermission or between periods or during the seventh inning stretch and say, hey, what do you guys think about this? You know, is there anything that we can change right now, happening right now, that we can change to make the second half better for you?
So. You know, Megan, when I go to a ball game, I always take my transistor radio and listen to John and Rick. Of course, it used to be Mike, but have to listen to John and Rick now. But Tell me, John does a pretty good, pretty good job of describing, you know, different things that are going on other than the actual play-by-play.
Yeah.
But tell me what you would say. Say, Goldsmith is up to bat and, the score is whatever. But just kind of give us an example of what you would be talking about.
Sure, and I will tell you, I'm not going to be better than Rooney for sure. And one thing he also does that I take from him specifically is, and I think he's the only one that really does it of any of the broadcasters. He always describes the uniforms. And I think that's part of his specific job is describing the uniforms.
Right.
So that's something else that we do also. And one thing I'll say before answering your question about listening to the radio, the bad thing about listening to the radio is the delay. And it's not as bad as baseball as it is with hockey because it's a much quicker moving game. But it is, half the time the crowd's already cheering because the ball's out of the park and they're still here, throwing the pitch on the radio. So that's the big difference. But a lot of what we're saying is exactly the same as the radio announcer. It's a big difference between a television announcer and a radio announcer.
Yeah.
Edmonds is probably just telling you a story about, something that he's done in his lifetime, whereas the radio announcer is really going to actually give you a lot more specific play-by-play.
Right.
So, yeah, we're doing basically that same sort of play-by-play, but with an eye for description. So if someone has a really peculiar stance, or maybe not even a peculiar stance, just something that's not as obvious or not quite the same as everyone else, we might say that. If someone has their batting glove sticking out of their back pocket when they run, if it's flapping behind them as they run, if a helmet flies off, Harrison Bader, that sort of thing, we'll always add that sort of information. I also tend to talk a lot about Fred Bird.
Oh, do you?
I did receive that feedback after one game was maybe a little less about Fred Bird. So, I like to tell you exactly where Fred Bird is in the stadium and what he's up to. And, also one time we were at a game at Busch Stadium and there was a bit of an altercation in the stands next to us. So I just, instead of, doing play-by-play for the game, I switched to play-by-play of the altercation that was going on.
Really?
Next to us. Well, it was really close to us. So there was a lot of chatter and it was really loud and it didn't make any sense with what was happening in the game. It didn't, there were lots of oohs and ahs that made no sense to the game. So I thought, well, obviously this is what everybody around us is looking at. So.
Yeah. Do you describe foul balls that somebody catches them or makes a good catch? Or?
Yeah, that's actually one of my favorite things. Especially if it's something that is really visible for us. And sometimes you just have to say, you know what? I'm not sure where that ball went. I don't know what happened there. That sort of thing. But if you can say, oh my, there's a child in the second row that just caught that ball and everyone around him's giving him high fives and that sort of thing. Yeah, that's.
Now you're not going to be at all the ball games, right?
Oh, I wish. No. I would go to every game.
How would we know what ball games you're going to be at?
Oh, that's a great question. There are a couple good ways. One is to follow us on Facebook. We will always post. We post multiple times in advance what our schedule is. You can also get on our email list. You can go to our website and get on the email list, or you can email me directly and I will get you on the email list. We send out an email at least monthly, sometimes weekly, that has our upcoming events, what's happening. Facebook is always a good way to find us, though. Mm-hmm. And some venues, not great with the Blues or the Cardinals, but a lot of the venues, for instance, Opera Theater of St. Louis and the Rep and a lot of our theaters, they all also add audio description to all of their media. So if you were just wanted to go to the Rep to see a show and you didn't even know there was audio description, when you looked at the dates, when the dates were read off to you, there is a date that will say audio description next to it. So a lot of the venues themselves also will let you know when audio description is available.
Okay. Chip?
Yeah, I want to go back, Megan, and talking about what kind of things would the audio describer maybe describe, like during the intermission period of a blues game?
Yeah.
Or I one of the things that, you know, of course, the broadcasters really don't let us know is maybe the kind of action that's been displayed on the big jumbotron at Cardinal Stadium. You know, those kinds of things. So what kind of things maybe the audio describer would let us know, kind of fill in those spots when there is that delay or really no action going on?
Absolutely. Cardinals games in particular, one of my favorites is the kiss cam. So you want to know who's kissing on the screen and who's giving what sort of reactions. There's the cap dance, the cap game at the Cardinals game where there's a ball under three caps and they're moving around and it's impossible to keep up with description there. But I also like to describe during that, you know, there are 40,000 people with their hands in the air with a one or two or a three up. So you kind of look around and say, oh, everybody in our section says it's three. You know, how many people are right? At the Blues games, they do the lookalike sort of contest situation where there's a theme and they'll show a famous person and they'll show someone in the audience that looks like them. And that a lot of time it's getting a big crowd reaction.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense because there's no audio to it. So actually the last game I was at, there was some sort of wrestling event was happening on the same day. So they were showing lookalikes of famous wrestlers. And these were, luckily for me, it was like Hulk Hogan, you know, it was very recognizable for me. And so they were finding someone in the crowd that looked like him. So that sort of thing, we always describe that. Also in blues games, there's actually a lot of action that happens on the ice. There might be kids. We were at a game and there were little bitty guys, little tiny kids out there playing. So we were describing them just like we would the Blues, you know, doing a little play-by-play of what was happening. So there's actually a lot of stuff that goes on in between.
Yeah. So how long after a game, Blues game or a Cardinal game, would you guys continue describing maybe what's going on? I know like Rooney would get on at the end of the game, you know, during the times the kiddos are allowed to get down on the field and run the bases. I don't know how much longer you guys stay on just kind of describing. Could you let us know a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's a good question. Hopefully we go through the fireworks because hopefully it's a big Cardinal win. And we're describing the fireworks at the end. I don't know that we've ever described on a kids run the bases day. So that's a good question because that would be fun to describe kids running the bases.
Yeah.
It kind of also depends on when the patrons are ready to go, especially at a Cardinal game, you know, when you're on hour four and people are just like, you know what, we don't need to see the kids running the bases. We're out of here. So if it's the case of the ambassador has collected all of the headsets, then we just say, okay, that's it. We're done here.
Yeah.
Well, I forgot what I was going to ask, but I tell you, I'm enjoying this. This is great. I'm looking forward to going to a baseball game when you guys are there describing it. I'm really looking forward to that. And I know what I wanted to say was opening day. Are you going to be there opening day describing the Clydesdales going around the stadium?
From your lips to God's ears, Denny, because that would be a dream come true. Actually, that was on our schedule, the first pandemic year. And I was, you know, having these candy cane dreams about describing Clydesdales and the red jackets and all the things that I was going to describe. And then that was a no-go.
Yeah,
so that would be a dream come true for me because... could describe those are the things that make my world go round, you know, describing the Dalmatians sitting on the wagon with the Clydesdales, you know, absolutely. I could absolutely do that all day long.
Well, I'll tell you another game I'd like to, you know, you guys to describe, you know, is the Hall of Fame game. Even before the game, you know, just doing the Hall of Fame ceremonies, being able to describe a lot of that.
Yeah, I agree.
These games that you're describing, they're only for those that are listening on the headsets. It's not being streamed or anything like that.
Right.
Have you ever thought about doing that?
You know, that would be something that would be great to do. That is an MLB sort of question, no dissemination.
Right. Never thought about that part of it. Okay. We've talked about the Blues and the Cardinals. I know you kind of mentioned some other formats and venues that you do. So what else does Mind's Eye provide audio description for?
We describe for a lot of theaters, and some of them are small, some of them are big. We do for the Muni all summer long. We'll be there every Saturday and every Monday. So we'll have two audio described shows for every show. So two performances for every show, two chances to see everything. We are also, this season will be our first year at the New Jewish Theater. We have that coming up next week in a couple weeks. We're also at the Repertory Theater. We're at COCA. We do some shows at Stiefel and Enterprise. For instance, at Stiefel, we have Trolls Live coming up. So if you're a fan of Trolls, that's happening in April. So we have a lot of different theater. We'll be at the Fox for My Fair Lady. Now the Fox has their own, describers, but when their describers are not available, we come in and take over. So we have three dates for My Fair Lady coming up. So we do a lot of theater. Yeah.
Go ahead. Megan, you mentioned some of the events there, that you guys are going to be involved in. What does the future look like for Mind's Eye? You guys got some big plans coming up, things that you're looking at for the future?
We always have big plans. I always am looking for more and more and more places to describe and things to do. With that, we need more describers. We have about 20 contracted describers that are trained. One of our huge, June is actually going to be huge for us, partly because of the Muni, but Opera Theater of St. Louis, who we just started with last year, we have three performances of each show for Opera Theater of St. Louis, and that's in June. I think we have 19 or 20 audio description dates in June. So we have lots going on there. And that'll be a big one, but we are always looking to add more description because I feel like there are so many people that have never experienced audio description because they don't know it's available or, they don't go places because they don't know it's available. We're even have next month, we are doing Disney's High School Musical with a theater called Ignite Theater, and it's actually going to be at a high school. So that'll be our first time. I believe it'll be our first time to go to a high school to provide audio description, which is exciting for us too, because we want people to understand what's happening. The younger they are, the more experience they'll have. So
let me throw in here. I assume that this still happens, but St. Louis Society for the Blind, don't they offer free tickets for the Monday night performance at the Muni?
Yeah, as far as I know, that's still available. Also, things like at the Fox, you can get half price tickets from Lighthouse, Lighthouse for the Blind. So there are lots of different ways. Even Opera Theater of St. Louis, they have some free seats that are available. So there's a lot of different ways. We also, I just got confirmation of this yesterday, for the Muni, I know for sure we'll be raffling off a pair of tickets for every Saturday show. So that's another way you can get involved. Of course, the Muni itself, they have free seats at the Muni that you can also go to. So there are lots of different ways.
Yeah.
And even that High School Musical that I just mentioned, we have two dates for that. One of those is a free date, so it's free for everyone to come on that day. So
And you still provide audio description at the zoo?
We actually trained the docents at the zoo. So the zoo offers audio description, but they deliver it themselves. I had a great time. That was one of the very few things I did during this entire pandemic was I got to go to the zoo for the training. And we actually, of course, why sit in a room when you can walk around a zoo. We walked around and described all sorts of things. It was really fun. So that's, and the History Museum also, we have their docents are trained there. So they provide their own audio description after we trained them. So
now where is the History Museum at?
It's in Forest Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now there is a museum under the arch. I hear that is really tremendous.
Yeah, because it was renovated just a few, well, I guess now it's been a few more than a few years ago. But it's really great now. And that was something that was, they had a universal design group that helped them kind of make it as accessible as possible. Mm-hmm. So they have a lot of tactiles there.
Yeah.
Somewhere else where you can get audio description is Soldiers Memorial Military Museum.
Really?
If you have not been to Soldiers in the last, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, it was also completely renovated. So if you were there earlier in the 2000s, the 90s and the 80s, it was not a great museum. And it's amazing now. It's an amazing building. Audio description is available on their SoundCloud. We wrote all of that description and recorded all of that description for 50 different artifacts, including an outdoor tour. So that is a free place to visit anyway. But even if you didn't even want to go inside, you just wanted to go to the Court of Honor, we've described the building. They have amazing statues outside the building, which we described. Mm-hmm. So you can find that on their SoundCloud for Soldiers Memorial.
Our affiliate this past fall went to the Veterans Museum there in O'Fallon, Missouri, and they had a gentleman there that was a Vietnam vet, but he walked us through the entire museum memorial and described everything to us. So that was really good to have that audio description from that person, that perspective.
Yeah, that's great.
If someone is interested in being a describer, audio describer, what would they need to do, Megan?
Sure, absolutely. You could do a couple different things. You can go to our website at mindseyeradio.org and you can get involved that way. There's a spot that says get involved and then volunteer. And then you can choose because, as you mentioned, we are also a radio information service. We have BeatBall. I also head up the Arts and Culture Accessibility Cooperative. So we have different programs, but you can click on the audio description volunteer and fill out a little form that will kind of, it'll get you on my list. So when we have a new training that comes up, we'll make sure to get that information out to you. Because we do, all of our describers go through training and then continue to go through training because your audio description, I feel like you have to keep practicing and you have to keep learning forever. You know, it's not the idea of like, oh yeah, I know this thing is round and it's purple and it's 4 feet tall. That's all you need to know. I really feel like it's a continuing education of audio description.
Yeah.
So,
Chip?
Yeah, I actually have two quick questions for you, Megan. First, the Missouri Council of the Blind will be having its state convention this year in St. Louis. And I'm wondering what would be the best way. Well, let me back up. Would Mind's Eye, would we need to make our own PSA, or would Mind's Eye be willing to make a PSA to announce about our state convention there in St. Louis, the location, you know, maybe just like a 1 minute so PSA, or what would be the best way to go about that?
Either or if you have, if you want to make something and send it over to us, we can put it on air. Or if you just give us the information and we can make you something, absolutely. Yeah, that would email it over to us. You can email it over to Jason at jfrazier@mindseyeradio.org. Yep,
okay. Absolutely. Right, good. Well, as we mentioned at the onset of this recording, actually before the recording started, you know, we mentioned that I was going to be asking you the question, is there anything about Megan that really hardly nobody knows? It's a deep, dark secret that you have kept hidden over all the years. No, seriously, though, is there anything about yourself that you would not mind sharing with our listeners? Maybe just you know, people that you're closest to that know about what you're going to tell us. So anything you'd like to share with our listening audience?
Sure. There's not a lot of things that a lot of people don't know about me, because I like to tell people lots. The things I love, I want people to know. But probably something that a lot of people don't know is that I love the sport highlight. And I think it should make a comeback. If you're not familiar with highlight, what used to be very popular, it's still relatively popular in Miami, and it's was called the fastest sport on earth. And it's basically some people hitting a really hard ball against a wall, and it comes zipping back at you. Ooh. And it's really fun to watch. It's really exciting. I've never seen it in person before, but everyone should check out highlight.
What? Now you say hitting a ball against a wall with a bat, yeah, or with their hand or what?
Kind of. They use this kind of curved net, huh, that you strap on to your arm. So it's a bit like
handball,
but way bigger. The fronton, which is the court they play on, is much, much bigger, and it's much, much faster. And because they're catching it and kind of pulling back their arm in this curved net, the ball is a lot faster and it's a lot harder. Mm. So it's really interesting, and it is only available in casinos now.
Oh,
and
huh,
yeah, you can actually bet on it. It's a really interesting, weird sort of thing that I think a lot of people don't know exists.
Yeah. So. Well, good. Well, Megan, thank you so much for your time today. Any closing words you have for the people listening?
No, just definitely check out Mind's Eye's Facebook page, get on our email list, because we have tons of audio description events and we would love for people to attend them. We also have some virtual audio description. We have Barber of Seville is available right now, free from Opera Theater of St. Louis. And we will have also free coming up for preschoolers will be Giraffes Can't Dance. It's Tiny Tunes from the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, and those are both virtual events.
Wow.
So we would love for people also to give us as much feedback as we can possibly get. So please feel free to email me or come to events, mm-hmm, and we love to have you.
And don't forget, folks, you can, if you've got one of these Echo devices, you can just tell Lady A to play Mind's Eye Radio. Is that correct?
Is, yep, that the, that is correct.
Yeah.
Yep. And your G will also work in that way. Your G assistant will work in that way as,
okay,
well.
And don't forget, you can download an app to,
yes,
do they have that for the Android or just for the iOS? Do you know?
Right now it's iOS. Android, it is a couple days ago, it was in a couple days.
Oh,
so
okay.
We're right at it. I don't want to say that it's available right now, but it will be available any minute now, if not.
So. I think you have to search in the App Store for Mind's Eye App.
Yes.
I believe that's the way you find it. So anyway, thanks again, Megan Harms of Mind's Eye Radio. Appreciate your time today, and thank you for all that you do for the blind community of the St. Louis area, and I guess even farther out than that, since you're on the internet and you,
yep,
have a lot of good programming that everybody would enjoy, not just St. Louis residents. So, and folks, thank you for listening to Meet the People of MCB. Appreciate your time today. If you have someone that you would like for Chip and I to interview, please give me a call at 636-428-1500 or call Chip at
417-540-9703.
Be sure and listen the next time. You might even hear yourself on here. God bless y'all. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.